We're walking back. 8 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. It is Hard Facts in Nigeria. Info and Herring Port Harcourt, your number one talk station. I'm Dial. Let's get on with our discussions now. Here's a story from The Guardian. Nigeria ranks 8th most fertile country as global rate drops by 50%. Here's a story. Despite a fascinating chart that highlights how the world is in the midst of a reproduction crisis, as developed countries fall out of love with having children, African countries top the chart of most fertile nations in the world, with Nigeria ranking 8. According to the report published yesterday by Daily Mail, in 2020, the global average fertility rate, the average number of children born to each woman, was 2.3 compared to 4.7 in 1970, a staggering 51% drop over half a century. Now, swaths of Europe and North America are recording fewer than a 2 births per woman average. A study is entitled The New Economics of Fertility and suggests that as fertility rates shrink in much of the world, they continue to grow in Africa. 31 of the top 32 countries with the highest fertility rates are on the continent, with Nigeria in the first spot with a rate of 6.9 children per woman. With Niger, pardon me, in the first spot with a rate of 6.9 children per woman. All of the world's leaders in fertility rates are in Africa. Somalia has got 6.4 per woman, Chad 6.4, DR Congo 6.2, Mali 6, Central African Republic 6.0, Angola 5.4, Nigeria 5.3, Burundi 5.2, Benin 5.1 make up the top 10 countries in terms of fertility rates, all of which have rates of over 6.0. Meanwhile, in 2020, the total fertility rate in Nigeria remained nearly unchanged at around 5.31 children per woman, but still the fertility rate reached its lowest value of the observation period in 2020. So first off, is this a good thing that the top 32 countries of the world as far as fertility rates are concerned, 31 of them are on the African continent? Nigeria, by the way, is doing good. We're doing well, actually, when it comes to mass-producing human beings. We're ranked 8th in the world. 8th in the world as far as fertility rates are concerned. Now, why is Africa only able to meet, you know, the aspirations, human aspirations? Why? Why is Africa good at producing humans, but not so good when it comes to helping these humans attain their aspirations in life? Why is Africa gifted when it comes to producing human beings or reproducing human beings, but when it comes to putting things in place to help them be the best versions of themselves, we're unable to do that? Why isn't Africa, including Nigeria, of course, leading the world in achieving human aspirations, in providing healthcare, providing education, providing whatever it is that man needs to live a better life? But when it comes to producing the man, Africa is doing well when it comes to that. Let's get your take. Lines open. Call 070-0923-0923. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We are live on Twitter as well. Once again, but by the way, I really want to know if you think it's a good thing that Africa, has 31 out of 32 countries when it comes to the countries with the highest fertility rates in the world. Nigeria is number 8, by the way. Is that a good thing? I know, children are a blessing, right? But in this case, is it a good thing? And also, why is Africa, or why isn't Africa, why isn't Nigeria leading the world in achieving human aspirations, but we are leading the world in producing the humans? once again to join in via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Also, you can call 070-093-093 or 0817-93-0002 or 0003. Headlines coming up at bottom of the hour, pardon me, at 5:30. Major news comes up at 6. But before then, discussions and open season after that, by the way, till about 7 o'clock. But before then, once again, let's get your take on this. Nigeria ranks 8th most fertile country as global rate drops by 50%. So, in most of the parts of the world, fertility rates are dropping. In the advanced societies where you have, you know, most human aspirations or the aspirations of most persons are being met, you know, the challenges that we're dealing with on the African continent in Nigeria, they don't have those concerns. And then you wonder why fertility rate is not increasing in those countries where you have, you know, much better education, where you have much better health care, where you have, you know, most things are much better over there. Why are they not having more children? Why is fertility rate on a decline in those countries? However, where you have the highest number of out-of-school children, where you have malaria still killing people, where you have a moribund educational sector, you know, somehow, some way, fertility rate is on the rise, it's on the increase, and people are just getting more children. Hello, you're welcome.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon, Mr. Dio.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, please, these are interesting topics. Please, I hope, am I having a call back, please?
Yeah, turn off your radio set, please.
Okay, please, don't be offended, let me do that. Okay. The fact remains that African case is quite unfortunate. You can easily explain this as a result of the economic problem we are having in Africa. So a situation where you have somebody that is very, very poor, the person does not have the basic necessities of life, the person finds it difficult to at least take a living, and the person doesn't have other things that make life useful. There is no other thing that the person is left with than his wife.
Mm.
So if the person don't stop his activities for the day, the only thing that will give him a sense of respite is just his woman. So such a person will have no other option than to keep on producing. So that's the problem we are having in Africa, and in particular in Nigeria.
But how is that respite really? Because when you produce these children that you're unable to care for, how does that give respite?
Yes, ordinarily, if somebody has other things that is taking away his attention from his wife, the person will not have any business producing children.
I get the point you're making, but I'm not asking why we're producing. Now, that's not the primary focus of this conversation.
And where you have poverty being endemic is in Africa.
All right, great to hear from you. Now, once again, the focus of this conversation is not why, you know, people have more children. Not necessarily. Well, I understand it is a part of the conversation, yes, but it's not the primary focus of the conversation. The primary focus of the conversation is, why is Africa, why is Nigeria not leading the rest of the world when it comes to attaining or achieving or fulfilling human aspirations? Why is that the case? Why are we leading the world in fertility rates, in producing children, but we are not leading the world in providing education for these children? We are not leading the world in providing health care for the children. We're not leading the world in providing a safe environment for the children. We're not leading the world in providing infrastructure for the children. But we're leading in manufacturing the children. Hello, you're welcome. Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Your question, I want you to contribute. I'm interesting. Coming from Elekaya.
Go ahead.
What's that called? Yes. Why Africans are not leading the world is that we, Africa, we are saying ourselves. We fail to speak the truth to ourselves politically and otherwise, and that is why we are always behind for the rest of the nation. So the moment Africa come together and plan well, put policy well, implement them well, then we also do well. So that is my contribution.
Okay. The three major reasons behind the high fertility rate in Nigeria and Africa as a whole includes illiteracy, religion, poor leadership, and not some influence. Once again, that's not the focus of the conversation. I want to know, why is Africa not leading? Why is Nigeria not leading the rest of the world when it comes to, you know, achieving human aspirations and ambitions, or increasing or improving the quality of life of the people? But when it comes to producing the people, Africa is doing well. Nigeria is 8th position in the world. And, you know, when it comes to fertility matters. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, to go on. Could you speak louder, please? You'd have to speak louder, please.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
Okay. The first and second caller, I still remember your answer to them that this is not the focus, this is not the primary thing you want to hear about the fatal rate of Nigerian people. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, please.
Let me tell you that it might be a spiritual thing. Why is it that Nigeria or Africa is blessed in using, imagine human, but we are still living in this kind of situation where the leaders are appropriating our money, using our money. The amount of people, the amount of people that this devil is really connecting with is too much in Africa, especially Nigeria. You know, it came to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, the amount of people it walks through, like humans, are too much in Nigeria. So they influence everything that want to be good in this world, in Africa, in Nigeria too. They influence everything because they are evil people.
Well, why is the devil focusing on Africa? Why is he ignoring Europe and the US, another part of the world?
Now, very good question. Africa, you know me, I mean, in as much as I reason the physical things, I reason the spiritual things too.
Okay.
You know, there are amount of things that will happen in a particular area, in a particular city, or you know that the devil is not far from that particular area, that particular city. The devil is not far from Africa, Nigeria. He manipulates us too much.
So once again, why is the devil focused on Nigeria and ignoring the US, for example?
Okay, you know, I was put down in spiritual activity. Now, you see that the Americans, in as much as they do evil in that community, in that area, I know there are a lot of prostitution there. They still believe in Christ more than like they are pure in heart. Most of them in that, as human in America, are pure in heart more than we Africans or really? Nigerians.
We have a church on almost every street corner in Port Harcourt, for example.
Yes, brother. But can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Now that's not just the issue. You might have church in Taiwan. The humans in that particular community, in that area, the humans, Americans are more pure, if you want to put it in percentage. No, there are evil everywhere. But you see the heart of humans, how they relate to their fellow humans, then you know that they are different from us. The devil is really working in our lives. He's really manipulating us. Mm-hmm. Now look at the election that happened in Adamawa. Look at what is happening in our society. We know it's physical. We are seeing it as a physical thing.
It's spiritual because the devil is resident here.
He might be a resident here because.
Okay. Sorry, but that's too much that I can take. I have to go for commercial break shortly. And discussions continue after that. Oh, stick around. It's the 91.3 Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'll be back in a bit. Why is Africa lacking behind when it comes to most other indices of good life, but we're producing human beings the most? Stick around.
It's all talk
and more talk
on Nigerian's number one talk station.
This country needs a marshal, needs a sheriff.
In some particular societies, especially in my tradition, a woman is not allowed to inherit land.
Issues that get your attention.
This thing has been a carryover for the time of Jonathan.
Yeah.
And continue this billion.
Your views against all odds.
My worry is that why those households, why are they not following up their job? Like
the intense conversation.
It has to be given to her now based on sentiment. These are some of the challenges that women go through on a daily basis.
Okay, bro.
And
that is
all and more on Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dio.
Hey, welcome back to Hard Facts in Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio, 28 minutes before 6 p.m. That's 28 minutes before the major bulletin comes up, top of the hour. Well, for the moment, discussions continue. Nigeria ranks 8th most fertile country as global rate drops by 50%. According to a report published by Daily Mail in 2020, the global average fertility rate was 2.3 compared to 4.7 in 1970. A staggering 51% drop over half a century. Swaths of Europe and North America recording fewer than a 2 births per woman average. But in Africa, a fertility rate continues to grow, as 31 of the 30 of the top 32 countries with the highest fertility rate are on the continent. Nigeria is number 8 with a rate of 6.9 children per woman. Why is Nigeria leading the world in producing human beings? However, when it comes to achieving human aspirations, increasing the quality of life, Nigeria, Africa, is backwards. The line's open, call 070-093-0923. Hello, Hard Fact, welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Go ahead, please.
My name is Malobi. Why Nigeria? Let me talk about Nigeria. Why we are good in producing the baby and not good in producing what will make their life meaningful? Is because our leaders, Nigeria has suffered so much from a bad leadership. The wealth of this nation is in the hands of a few. And these few are not even considering the larger populace of this nation, how they are going to live a meaningful life, how their life will be made better. No employment, nothing, no money, nothing. So outside of having something good to do for themselves, they just end up producing children at their home. Somebody that is busy working somewhere will only go out in the morning, come back maybe in the evening or at night. So where will he have that time to do children every year? So poverty is the primary reason. And our leaders made it to remain like that. So that the life of a population of this nation will remain at the basement.
Why do you suppose Africa's leaders or Nigerian leaders are in time to making people poor? Why?
Because they are not giving us the dividend of good leadership. We are not, instead of the nation, the Nigerians, instead of their life getting better, we find out that the life of a few is just getting better, while the rest are getting poorer. It's a calculated action.
I'm asking you why. That's what I'm asking. You say it's calculated. Why? What's the point of this calculation?
Because they are weak. Simple. If they love a fellow man, if they love the other, if they see the next person as a human being as they see themselves, if they love the next person as they love themselves, they will make sure that they forget other person is as good as theirs or closer. So that is, I see.
All right. By our Facebook, Joseph Okezie goes, hello, Dad. One of the problems of Africa or Nigeria is culture. Culture plays a prominent role. Most cultures in Nigeria encourage many children. No culture supports having only a few. Sex preference to a large extent also influences the number of children. A high premium is placed on a male child. This encourages families to have more children until they have boys. Another problem of Nigeria is its government. To control population growth, the government needs to design more interventions to improve education, employment opportunities, and the economy. For example, our study shows that the more the men were educated, the fewer the children they wanted to have. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
All right, go on.
Yeah, the problem of Nigeria is we like to leave everything in God's hand, because we know that children are gifts from God, that they can have as many as they want to have it, and still leave the training in the hands of God also, both our government and our citizens. That is a problem of this country, because when the government will tell you where they're supposed to do road, the citizens begin to pray, and God help us, God help us, God help us. They think that as I walk, they don't know that God asks you to train up this child the way he should go. He did not say, I will train them for you. That is the problem of Nigeria. We will continue to be backward in making them. Thank you.
Mm. You're welcome. Could even die. We are fulfilling the scriptures that says, go into the world and multiply. But we forget that the Bible also says a person who cannot take care of his family is worse than an infidel. The reason is that we are only ready to be producing children, and we don't want to do anything that will make us become a productive nation. Even fear we can produce in Nigeria. That's from Amos Amigo. I think the root of the problem is our value system. The value system of developed countries is different, and that's from Dave. African countries can't lead in the positives but negative. That's because we are having the wrong people at the helm of affairs. The right persons are struggling with little or no chance to lead. Those who will put the square pegs in square holes and round pegs in round holes simple. For example, Peter Obi, Dora Kunili, and many others. And that's from Famous. The answer is because most Africans do not have adequate plans for their unborn children. They only believe the saying, God gives children, without knowing that it's your duty as a human to control your childbirth. Hello.
Hello, Daya. Good evening.
Hi, right, go on.
Thank you for having me. I'm going to attempt your question, okay? It's a combination of factors. I can answer it from different perspectives, but I'm going to pick it up from this perspective quickly. And Daya, you know about the Tower of Babel, how they build the Tower of Babel. They have the numbers and they have the purpose. They have something that unites them, and they have a goal and objective they want to achieve. The problem with Africa and with Nigeria is when there's a lack of ideology, all right?
Mm.
When you bring different people together who have different ideologies, okay, they tend to walk, maybe the right walk, but towards different directions. So, particularly for Nigeria, you can see that there are different ideologies that play here, right? And even if we have all the materials we need, all the resources, both human and material resources, you find that there won't be a common purpose for us to utilize this thing to achieve a particular goal. So I know leadership is part of it, but, you know, at the base of it is different ideologies, different purposes. And why some believe that education is the key to success, some don't believe that education is the key to success. So why are you pushing to get everybody educated? Others are pushing to have everybody do something else. And when there is that level of disconnect, really, you might have some progress, but not to the level where the world will, where you will stand out in global record as having achieved. Another thing is that if you compare Africa with Europe or Nigeria with Europe, you find out that over time, these people have done, they have been involved in different encounters, maybe wars and disputes that actually brought them together. And they have one purpose, trying to have peace, trying to have growth and development, and they work from that experience to achieve it.
We've had wars. We've had wars here in Africa and Nigeria as well.
Yeah, we have local intertribal wars. Not to compare with World War One and Two, not to compare with Europe and this, you know, the level of war they have is different from what we have. We have intertribal wars that doesn't actually with such level of people coming together to have cohesion. When people suffer together, they have a kind of cohesion. Just like the Israelis, they have suffered together and they see themselves as one, and they really don't want to suffer again. They really don't want to be attacked again or killed again. They now form the strongest military. They now develop armaments, you know, because they have a purpose to live safely in the world. But if you look at Africa, you know, it's still, that is one aspect. I said, there are many factors, okay? I'm trying to look at it at this aspect.
Yeah.
Africans are big.
Oh, my. I've got a commercial break coming up shortly. Let's take a see if I have any other comments to attend to at this time. Nigeria's problems are 1. No value system. 2. Illiteracy. 3. Religion. 4. Ethnicity. Culture. Tradition. Interesting indeed, really, you know. What I find it quite, you know, interesting about, if I may use the word interesting about this scenario, is you would think that those countries where things are somewhat better, where, you know, people have a better quality of life, you know, meaning that you are more relaxed, you would think that's where fertility rates should be on the rise. But no, it's not the case. Where things are difficult, that's where fertility rate is increasing. Remarkable indeed.